are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, this makes absolutely no sense to me. Apparently, a buddy thought that he and his two other buddies could run an insurance scam if his buddies cut off his hand. So two men allegedly chopped off this gentleman's hand with a pole saw, and then the three of them filed an insurance claim. Apparently, South Carolina, homeowners insurance policy and accidental death and dismemberment policies end up paying out a total of $671,000 to these guys. Now, one gentleman, we see a mugshot here of Gerald Harden, 34 years old, faces six charges, including mail fraud. Oh, including a mail fraud incident that he had. And, of course, because he used a saw to intentionally cut off the hand of a third person in insurance fraud. Surprisingly, he had to go to jail. Big shock there. Okay. And I think it was a $100,000 bond that had to be posted. Right now, everybody is kind of, I think they're still trying to find the hand. If I could, I'm looking to see if we have a picture of the hand. I don't think we do. But, really? But you know what? You know when people say, I would give my right arm to win the lottery? I mean, this is what they're doing. They actually literally gave their arm. All right. Got a lot to talk about on today's show. Thank you all for joining the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know you guys have plenty other choices, and the fact that you chose my show is, I know it was an accident by default, but anyway, the fact that you accidentally fell upon the channel, thank you. Thank you, and please stay. Genesis Communications Network is distributing the show worldwide. A big thank you to them. Big thank you to Donovan working the dials. Please call in any questions, medical questions, comments, anything you want to talk about at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. Today, we're going to be talking about how there's been a lot of difficulty diagnosing cancer in the UK. All over, there's been articles on, all right, apparently many people don't get referred to the specialist on time. Many cancers just sneak right under these doctors' noses. We need to talk about which ones and why that's happening. And we want to make sure the same doesn't happen to you. Again, what happens across the pond can very easily happen to us. We were talking about in the previous hour that I believe the government there wants to institute a phone app where instead of people going to the doctor, they input their symptoms into a phone app, or they just input their blood pressure readings, sugar readings, and rather than them check in with the doctor, like you should do if you're diabetic, to check the bottom of your feet for ulcers, to check for neuropathy, any other issues, protein in the urine, a computer is going to spew out what they should do, right, without any exam, without any contact, no touch, nothing. So some crazy stuff is going on over there we need to talk about. Also, it looks like a company has actually made a skateboard that could be controlled by brainwaves. And I guess another company has made the hoverboard. We need to talk about that. Pretty cool stuff. I always love the cool techno things. Then I guess the 10, the top sleepiest states? People that complain that they're most fatigued, we got that. And of course, as news comes in. So please stay tuned, but of course, call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I guess CBS did a study. Is it CBS? No. It was reported on CBS, but this was a new study from researchers at the University of Pennsylvania Perelman School of Medicine, analyzed nationwide data of self-reported sleep satisfaction. And these were the sleepiest states from the bottom, starting with Michigan. And I believe 22% of people reported fatigue. All right. Then came Georgia, then Nevada, Indiana, South Carolina, Delaware, Utah, Tennessee, Missouri, Louisiana, Arkansas, Alabama, Oklahoma, West Virginia, and finally, topping the list of the sleepiest state is Mississippi, where they say 30% of the state's residents reported daytime fatigue. Now, this isn't the first time Mississippi has been in the news, right? Don't they say Mississippi is a part of the stroke belt, right? They call the South the stroke belt. It's a shame. It's a horrible, horrible thing to name a part of the country, you know, especially with real estate prices dropping. But look at this. If 30% of Mississippians, okay? Is that what you call Mississippi people from Mississippi? Mississippians? Missians? Peepians? Mississippians? Okay. 30% of Mississippians claiming fatigue. Of course, the first thing I think of as a doctor is sleep apnea. All right? We always talk about sleep apnea. And maybe some of these people could be overweight. Maybe some of these people also have the high blood pressure, high cholesterol, the syndrome X, diabetes. So if Mississippi tops this list, I'm not that surprised. I mean, who else? We had Georgia in there. Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana. Do you guys see that? Looks like we do got the stroke belt in this. Now, Nevada came in. Now, see, Nevada shouldn't be sleepy. We're the city that never sleeps. Oh, you know why we're probably sleepy? We have the most shift workers. We're a 24-hour town. So we have shift workers, and so we all sleep at funny hours. Oh, interesting study. You know how we've been talking about circadian clocks and how it could be linked to heart attack? I think we talked about that on the show this week. Well, they think it could have to do with the eye and the aging eye. As the aging eye allows less light, they think that could be triggering the brain to think that it's not getting enough daylight and the circadian rhythm could be off. That is some very interesting stuff. Now, I don't know what we're supposed to do with this. Doesn't mean we have to go and get cataract surgery or what. But they say the less light that comes in to our seniors' eyes, the less predictability of their circadian rhythm and clock, less melatonin released, cortisol. Interesting stuff. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extend Dovice. And we are back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so this is some serious stuff. Apparently in England, news broke today that about a quarter of patients that actually have cancer end up seeing their GP at least 3 times before they finally get in with a specialist. Now, remember, things are different over there than here, all right? They aren't seeing their GP 3 times in a week, right? Getting in with your GP 3 times, that could be a whole year, right? One time and then 3 months later, another visit, 3 months later, another visit. And what's unfortunate is many of these cancers, by the time they do get in with the specialist, are too late to treat. Because remember, the ones that can elude the doctor are not the easier ones to treat. All right? So, now somebody could say, yeah, but Dahlia, about 77%, you know, get referred on time. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Do I have the numbers for America? No. No, I don't. Because in the news today, it was all about what's happening in the UK. I would love to know the numbers in America. I wouldn't be surprised if the numbers are starting to get closer. Because now with healthcare and the way we have to save money with healthcare, less tests are being run. So I wouldn't be surprised. But apparently researchers found that if you had melanoma, breast cancer, testicular cancer, endometrial cancer, people were more likely to be referred to the specialist after 1 or 2 consultations with a primary doc, okay? Because those were kind of easy. A melanoma kind of sticks out at you. A breast lump. Everybody's already, you know, primed and ready to look for breast cancer. When you hear 1 in 8 women get breast cancer, the doctors are ready. Endometrial cancer, abnormal bleeding. You have any woman who starts having her period again. You know, if your grandmother who's 60 years old says, oh my gosh, I have my period again, let's go buy a box of tampons, get her checked for endometrial cancer, okay? So again, these things, they just smack the doctor in the face. And testicular cancer. You know, somebody's going to come in with a lump on his testicle. You're not going to watch and wait. So these types of things get addressed right away. Endometrial cancer, of course, you're going to end up in the gynecologist. A breast lump, of course, it's going to be addressed right away. Exactly. The future, watch and wait. Like in America, they're telling us to do with prostate cancer. You're right. Be prepared. But right now, you walk in with an abnormal mole. You walk in with a breast lump. You walk in with a lump on your testicle. You walk in with abnormal bleeding. Yeah, you're going to be sent to a specialist right away. And looks like the same is happening over there in England. Yes. Yet, what about multiple myeloma? Right? Cancer of the plasma cells, white blood cells in your body. What about lymphoma? What about pancreatic cancer? What about stomach cancer, ovarian cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer? These types of cancers, and of course, you don't want them to persist for too long, or ending up just, you know, hiding or just eluding the doctor and not prompting them to send you to a specialist. And this is pretty frightening. And again, like I said in the previous hour, I watch very closely what happens across the pond, because if our access to healthcare starts to change, which it already is, if our, let's say, Kathleen Sebelius in the Affordable Healthcare Act and her rules for us to not refer, to refer less and to do less testing, doesn't get thrown out right when the Supreme Court looks at the constitutionality of the Affordable Health Care Act, this could be happening to us. I don't want it to happen anywhere in the world, but this is extremely frightening. Now, all right, let's just kind of take a look at some of these cancers that are getting missed and not being referred to promptly. All right, so we talked about multiple myeloma. What are symptoms of multiple myeloma? Well, if you have any blood cancer, sometimes your only symptom is fatigue. You know? Well, look at how many of us we just went through. We just went through the top list of fatigue states. I mean, a lot of us are fatigued. I mean, I work two jobs. You know, doing radio is a full-time job. Running a medical practice is a full-time job. And I'm a mom, right? I'm a pretty busy lady. I'm tired. It's scary stuff. Now, but, you know, also multiple myeloma, farther along could cause anemia. It could cause fractures, little holes in your bone, high calcium levels because, of course, it eats away in your bone, renal failure, weight loss. But again, what I don't like about that is if a patient comes into me saying they have weight loss, well, that doesn't mean they're coming into me early on. They're coming to me when it could possibly be late stage. So anybody who's tired, I recommend get a blood test. Now, that doesn't mean you have to be referred to a cancer specialist by any means on day one. But you see, multiple myeloma, whether Obamacare is going to take effect or not, this is something that can really, really sneak by you. It can. Even the best doctors, you can't test for multiple myeloma day one. You know, I mean, the insurance company would be like, say what? You know, the person's fatigued. Can you maybe check their thyroid? You know, can you maybe check them for sleep apnea? Can you check them for diabetes first before you start trying to look for Bent-Jones protein and doing, you know, hemoglobin electrophoresis on the guy? So, yeah, you know, multiple myeloma we call a zebra in medicine, whereas horses are the things that pretty much stand out and are probably more likely the cause of your symptoms. So if somebody walks in with fatigue, you're not going to think of the zebra multiple myeloma. You're going to think of lack of sleep, alcohol, medications, sleep apnea, thyroid, etc. However, my job is to train my medical students to think of the zebras. And, multiple myeloma can be one of them. Okay, so what's next on the list? Lymphomas, of course, cancer. Tumors of the of your lymphatic system, lymphomas. I had a lady that came in, having a cough. She was just having a cough that wouldn't go away. Now, she wanted an antibiotic because it didn't go away. So I gave her an antibiotic. I said, you've been having the cough for a while. You sure you don't want me to do, I'd like to do a chest x-ray. She was a young girl. She's like, no, I don't want a chest x-ray. Just give me an antibiotic. I think the antibiotic will work. Well, I guess the antibiotic made her feel better because she didn't come back. She felt fine. Well, she comes back, and her heart rate's up, and she's like, I don't know, I just don't feel right. Well, we took an x-ray. She had a huge lymphoma in her chest. Now, again, her only symptom 6 months ago was a little cough. So you see how this could elude people. Of course, we got her treated right away. It was a very easily treatable lymphoma. Feeling better, heart rate went down. But you see, again, these things, you know how many times people come in for a cough? Now, again, how I guard against that is if I think the cough is a little funny, I want to get an x-ray. I want to get a chest x-ray. And I didn't like something about this, but she didn't want the x-ray. I couldn't force it. You know, thank God this was an easily treated lymphoma, but what if it wasn't? This could have been caught 6 months prior. But she didn't want the x-ray, and, you know, but like I said, luckily things turned out better than it could have been. Now, pancreatic cancer is on this list. Pancreatic cancer gets missed by a lot of GPs, or gets found after multiple visits, you know, until finally getting sent to the gastroenterologist. And I'm going to also talk about stomach at the same time. Well, what are some of the symptoms of pancreatic and stomach cancer? Well, of course, farther down the line, more advanced, weight loss, abdominal pain, sometimes jaundice. You're very sickly. But in the beginning, the small tumors, sometimes no symptoms at all. Sometimes a little blood in the stool. There could be a little blood in the stool. There could be lack of appetite. You could have, you know, reflux. You could have heartburn. Now, in my practice, because I've seen so many gastrointestinal zebras, colon cancer, rectal cancer, stomach cancer, pancreatic cancer, if somebody comes to me with heartburn, I recommend a gastroenterologist right away. And I say, look, I could give you some heartburn medicine, but I can't tell how much damage the acid could have done or if there's anything else causing your heartburn. So I want you to see the specialist. All right. Now, but keep in mind, people don't go to the doctor day one of heartburn, do they? No. I mean, I've had heartburn ever since medical school. All right. Here I am 10, 15 years later. You know, I'm still yet to get a scope. Right? Well, I've got my colonoscopy. I just have to go back and get the upper one done. You know, once you go for the lower, you don't want to go back. So you need to, you know, I probably should have done the upper first. But anyway, these things again, by the time you go to the doctor has to realize, well, this isn't day one. Yeah, maybe day one you've seen the doctor, but it's not day one of your symptoms. So gastroenterologists here in America, I know many of us will refer you pretty soon, ovarian cancer. Oh, you have no idea somebody has ovarian cancer until it's full-blown. You know, the bloating, the discomfort, the weight loss. Unfortunately, you know, I've had too many women that come in as new patients, and they have the ovarian cancer look. I had one, she didn't come in complaining of bloating. She came in complaining that she had a cough. I didn't like the way her lungs sounded. I thought she had an effusion, some fluid built up. I got an x-ray, and she had fluid in her lungs. So I'm looking at this. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So I'm looking at her lungs, and I'm seeing fluid. And I'm like, well, where the heck is this coming from? And immediately I just think ovarian cancer. Don't ask why. So I go to her, and I go, all right, when was your last pap smear? Oh, I don't get those. I don't like pap smears. And I'm like, have you been bloating? Are you getting a little bloated? Is that a pooch? You getting bloated? Ends up she had ovarian cancer that went to the lungs. She died 2 months later. Now, again, I don't want to scare you guys, but if I educate you on what some of these symptoms could be, maybe you won't let the doctor stall. Don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is really cool. Somebody sent me a very old YouTube video from 1954 where Joel Grey, my cousin, you know, Joel Grey from Cabaret, his daughter, Jennifer Grey, who was in dancing, Dirty Dancing, that's right. Interesting. I got to look at this. Thank you guys for the email. That's wonderful. Joel Grey, 1954, presented by Eddie Cantor. I got to look at this. That is cool. You know, my Joel Grey was the son of Mickey Katz. Mickey Katz was my great-grandfather's cousin. So cool stuff. Cool stuff. I got to look at that. Thank you, guys. Okay, so back to this topic. Pretty important topic we talked about right before the break, where the GPs in the UK are, you know, being criticized about missing cancers and slow to refer at least a quarter of cancer patients that have some of the serious cancers like multiple myeloma, lymphoma, pancreatic cancer, stomach cancer, ovarian cancer, lung and colon cancer, whereas at least 77% of people, you know, that have, you know, like the breast cancer, testicular testicular, endometrial cancers, the ones that kind of stick out a little bit more, melanoma, luckily get sent between, you know, with the first and second specialist. Now, you know, I know the media is really shocked by this. You know, I mean, I have to say, I'm actually pleasantly surprised. I thought the numbers were way worse. You know, I mean, you know, we've been talking about socialized medicine. We were talking about in the previous hour how there's that iPhone app that Great Britain wants people to use, where they input their sugar numbers or their blood pressure readings on this app to this computer system. The computer system analyzes it, spews out what they think the patient should do without the patient ever seeing a doctor. So this could save money, you know, in their healthcare system over there. You know, so we're listening to all these horror stories. I actually expected, you know, less cancers to be picked up over there. So, you know, even though this number is horrifying, it's better than I expected. I just have to say that. So what we were doing before the break is we were reviewing what are some symptoms of these rare cancers, like multiple myeloma, lymphoma, pancreatic, stomach, like colon cancer, for example. How do you know you have colon cancer? Well, early on. Okay, many of us know end stage what these cancers look like. You know, losing weight, loss of appetite, cachectic, no energy, especially with colon cancer, inability to poop, defecate, because of the blockage, etc. But I mean, that's not really what's going to help us right now. We want to know what are the early signs. Well, you don't know. You can't feel colon cancer when it's earlier, which is why your doctor, whether it's in here in America or the UK or anywhere, should be checking your stool for blood, either by doing the rectal exam or what we've changed it to, is doing those stool cards where the nurse will give you the cards to take home, some instructions on how to take the stool and put them on the cards. Please don't mail them. Please don't mail them. I can't tell you how many times we rip open an envelope and we stick our hand in it and it's your poop. Excuse me, no mailing. Drop it off and drop it off at the lab. Okay, I don't need it sitting on my desk or on my keyboard. Drop it off at the lab, okay? I see enough poo-poo. I don't need your poo-poo. I like poo-poo. It's fine. You know, it tells us a lot, but honestly, just take it to the lab. And, you know, we could check for microscopic blood because early colon cancer, if some of these polyps do start to bleed a little bit and invade the lining, I mean, hopefully you're getting your colonoscopies and the polyps are being removed, which has been throughout the news over the past 7 days. But an early sign could be, yeah, stool occult blood. Most of the colon cancer patients, in fact, I would probably venture to say 90%+ of my colon cancer patients were people that had the occult blood. They were putting off the colonoscopy. Now, yes, an article came out today saying the recession is the cause of it too. It's true. When I had my colonoscopy, the anesthesia bill was $360. That was just the anesthesia bill. That was back in 2004. So for many of you who have been putting off the colonoscopy, and you're not afraid of the procedure, it's because of money, I get you. I do. I mean, I'm with you. That hurt, especially since that was the same year my grandmother died and my grandfather died, and I had to pay for both funerals. I mean, we emptied out our bank account, and to scrape $364 just for the anesthesiologist, that's not because, you know, the hospital, the doctor, the prep and the time off work, it's tough. I got you with that. But ideally, that's the best way to combat colon cancer. But signs of early colon cancer, you may not have any. Or you may notice you're a little bit more constipated. You may notice the stool starts to change a little shape. Okay? You know, so those could be some signs. But again, I don't know about you guys, but I don't think, I don't know anybody whose poop looks the same every single day. You know, I mean, you know, if you're eating the exact same diet, okay? If you're eating the exact same diet, I guess going every day at the same time, angling it correctly, I suppose. You know, but I mean, hemorrhoids change the shape. I had chicken salad today with onions. I'm sure you guys hear the gurgling, and I don't digest onions well, but dang, it was good. It was some good chicken salad. But anyway, so yes, I am pretty sure that in the next hour, my stool will be a little different. Hopefully none of it gets on the stool I'm sitting on. All right. So anyway, that's colon cancer. And lung cancer. Lung cancer is another cancer that gets missed. Well, why? Well, because when somebody comes in for a cough, like I talked about with my previous patients, For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yep. I know you're probably like, what the hell show is this? What are we listening to? All right. When, you know, some of my patients have come in and they have a cough, no, you don't radiate them right away. Somebody comes in with a cough, you know, oh, I got a little bit of a cold. I got a little tickle in my throat. All right. You know, so we treat that. Now, I recommend follow up in a week. If the cough hasn't gone away, I see maybe their oxygen's a little off. Something sounds a little funny on their auscultation of their pulmonary exam. When I try to listen to their lungs, I'm going to then probably maybe consider a chest x-ray at that second visit. With that other lady with lymphoma, I offered it the very first visit because, again, something just wasn't right. But you see, lung cancer can very easily escape people because, again, we're not taught in medical school to x-ray you day one. Insurance companies don't want it. Patients don't want it. You know, you don't have to x-ray everybody with a cough, but that's why, like I said, I'm not too surprised by the study. Lung cancer getting diagnosed on the third visit or being prompted to be sent to a specialist makes sense. But see, here's the difference. In America, if I say follow up in a week, there's a very good chance you could follow up in that week. Over there in Great Britain, if there's a 3-month wait to get in with a GP, then 3 months is passing. Okay, and again, I'm very nervous about what's going on over there because we could turn into Great Britain in terms of our healthcare system. So, which means the doctor better get it right over there on the first visit or the second visit. The only problem is if they are limited in resources and they aren't allowed to run CAT scans and colonoscopies day one or refer right away, they're going to be up a creek. And of course, here in America, with the new Affordable Health Care Act, and I've talked about parts of it with you in detail, and one thing that's extremely frustrating to us doctors is Kathleen Sebelius, Health and Human Service Secretary, is going to be coming up with these panels of people who are going to decide if doctors are referring too much or if we're ordering too many tests. Well, if I want to refer anybody that has heartburn to a gastroenterologist, and then I'm going to get penalized because of the new system, I have two choices. One is to take the penalty and just give Kathleen Sebelius, you know, a gesture, or B, quit medicine. You know, they're really locking us into a corner. But I don't want my patients to suffer because Washington wants us to save money in healthcare and they want us to do less quality care. I don't send people willy-nilly because I got nothing better to do. I'm sending people because I want to rule out some of these zebras. And yes, these cancers can very easily just float right, elude us, float right under our nose. So be proactive. If you think something's wrong and you want something checked, you ask for it. And if your doctor won't check it, you find another doctor that does. All right, guys, don't go away. More medical news and more some techno highlights. 1-877-DOCTALLY, don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company. Serving stamp collectors since 1923, Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Darn, I cannot find the hoverboard link. Apparently last week there was a scientist actually working on a hoverboard. Now, I know there's been some news about Mattel, you know, coming up with a replica of the Back to the Future, but there was actually scientists that had been able to have some sort of a... it wasn't really a hovering mechanism. It was more like a gliding mechanism, kind of similar where you have so many air currents that it kept the product above ground. It was cool. I just can't find the site. So if I come across it, I will definitely clue you in. And yes, I have to put that link of my cousin Joel Gray when he was in the 50s. Handsome. I didn't realize how handsome he was dancing around. He's just absolutely talented people. That is, I'm hoping where I get my all my talent from, honestly, are my mom's side of the family amazing. My dad's side of the family, strong, not able to sing, not able to dance. I get that from my mom's side of the family. Well, my dancing, let's not go into there. But I got a lot of brains. And if I was a lot better looking, I'd get that from my dad's side of the family, too. So a lot of good stuff from both sides of the family. But, oh, well. Okay, so here we go. Skateboard controlled by brain waves that moves wherever you think it should. Okay, you know what? I could see a hoverboard come on the market sooner than this. Oh, by the way, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And, of course, any updates I put on my Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia. And, by the way, if the 1 hour of my show isn't enough, right, and I know for some of you it isn't, and thank you, my website, drdahlia.com, has an on-demand button, so you can listen to me 24-7, okay? Good. Can't get enough Dr. Dahlia. They say a skateboard named Board of Imagination takes commands directly from the rider's brain waves and transfers them to an 800-watt motor that propels the board forward. So basically, you think of your destination, and it could actually hit a top speed of 30 miles per hour. If you think you're going too fast, they say you could think slow down, and you will slow down. There's a special software in an onboard Samsung tablet with Windows 8, plus a headset. Now, I got to find the footage on YouTube. I think I actually put this up on my Facebook fan page earlier today. I do all my Facebook and tweets. So, yeah, I think a few hours ago I put this up there. They say the gadget used a Samsung tablet and an adapted Xbox Kinect to analyze hand movements and convert it into commands for the motor. Then I'm taking a look at the brain waves. I mean, it's not as involved as an EEG, but it definitely looks pretty cool. The new version uses a wireless emotive EPOC headset, a high-resolution neural signal acquisition and processing device. This is kind of cool stuff. Now, isn't it easier just to put your foot down on the asphalt and kick? But, you know, but I guess not. So, pretty cool stuff. I do have a video posted on my Facebook, so you can check it out. See, my problem with the skateboards is I see all the accidents. I see these kids coming in, and I see all the accidents, and I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no, be careful, please. You know, so then mind control. Now, we were talking about, actually, this was really, really cool. If we want to talk about tech stuff, sorry I use the word techno. Techno's music, right? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That's techno. Whereas, it's an attempt to be techno. All right, I didn't get all of Joel Gray's genes. Thank you. But this was cool. All right, for those of you that didn't get to listen to the first hour of my show, an app a day keeps the... Oh, no, 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 no. This isn't the one, the app a day. No, 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 no. There's a... Oh, darn, did I already lose the article? So that's what happens. Once I read the article, I throw it behind my head. What they have is they have created a fabric that's supposed to be pretty cheap. I think it's only going to cost about $1. And this fabric can capture the heat from your body and using these nanotubes convert it to energy to power your iPhone, to power your laptop. And, I mean, they think, you know, they could actually maybe line the seats of your car and then any heat from your butt could then, you know, we do generate a lot of heat. I mean, think about it. Our bodies are 98.4, 98.6 degrees, right? So we, you know, that's a lot of heat. And you emit the heat. They have a fabric that could capture it, transmit. It makes perfect sense. Makes absolute perfect sense. I mean, you know, my only thing is, you know, then you have to kind of keep the piece of equipment close to you. And remember about 6-7 months ago, they were saying people with laptops fry their testicles, so to speak, have a low sperm count. So my only problem with this is if the fabric has to be attached to you and then has to be attached to your device and we're trying to tell people to keep the devices away from our groins, then, you know, that's going to be a little obstacle. I know what's going to happen. I bet they didn't read that article. So I bet they're going to sit here and develop this. They're going to get all excited about it, say, all right, put your iPhone in your back pocket, and then somebody's going to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show and go, wait a second, you guys forgot laptops cause low sperm count. And then they're going to be like, no. So we'll see what happens with that. That's why you got to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. I really, really wish more people would. Okay. Now, remember we were talking about this Denver TV anchor, Kyle Dyer of Denver's KUSA TV. She was the one that was bit by the, I think it was an Argentinian Mastiff. Beautiful dog, although my husband looked at it and he thinks there's a little bit of Rottweiler in this one. Yeah, he thinks it might have been a little bit of a mix. But remember, she was on air. This was a dog that was rescued. Yeah, it was an Argentine Mastiff. This was a dog that was rescued from a frozen pond. And so they were doing a, you know, touchy-feely story, and she was on her knees petting the dog. And I don't know if you remember that show, if it was in your particular hour. I kind of went through how to deal with the dog you don't know, right? You never get on your hands and knees. You can bend over. But you do not get on your hands and knees because you need to be in a position where you can bounce back. Well, apparently the dog bit her good. And we actually see her. This woman is a beautiful woman. We see her scar, her nose, her mouth. I haven't put this up on Facebook yet. I mean, she actually looks amazing. She has this V-shaped scar. You see the bite marks on the lower lip and nose. I mean, the cosmetic surgeon did an absolute amazing job. She had to be skin grafted for this. This was a pretty serious injury. I still think she looks beautiful. And, you know, hopefully with makeup, she will be able to still do the news. I could still watch. You know, some people that can't handle scars that well watching. I just hope her career isn't over because she was just doing something, you know, for the job. Of course, people were calling for this dog to be put down, right? But, you know, realize, I mean, if anybody's a dog owner, you kind of realize, you know, dogs, you know, if they have no idea what you're doing to them and why you're so close to them and near your face, you know, some dogs like your lab, you can nuzzle up to them. You know, you could tickle their legs, and, you know, you could do, you know, but other dogs, they don't get it. They don't get the whole human emotion thing, especially a dog that was traumatized by drowning in an ice pond. So when somebody, you know, when she's kind of putting her face up going, oh, and it's not her fault, she was showing love to the dog looked at her, and again, if the dog does not take his eyes off of you, that's a warning sign. You see the dog in the video footage looking at her, and then, I mean, within seconds, snaps and rips off a chunk of her face. I mean, just absolutely horrible. And, I mean, everybody was in shock by this. But, you know, just, again, realize they're animals. You know, even my cats, okay? I have cats and dogs. And one of my cats, you know, the boy cat, I have boy cats and girl cats. I've been trying on a dress for Lincoln Day dinner. You know, I've been trying on dresses, and my girl cats are like, oh, so pretty. You know, the boy cat is looking there sick, you know, sick of it. Well, if the boy cat is ever around catnip, or if he's hungry, and he didn't like the food that day, he gets mean. He gets mean. So you have a lovey-dovey cat that you have raised since birth, and he'll get mean. Remember that story of a woman who found a little deer? An innocent, doe-eyed little deer took the deer in. Basically, it was her mommy. Deer was an adult. Mom opens up the barn, startles the deer. The deer kicks the woman. Of course, now as an adult, crushes her chest, kills the woman. Remember, these animals, they have these weird instincts. They're animals. All right, guys, don't go away. We got another hour coming up. If not, follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and I'll be back tomorrow.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. the number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production, is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.